Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Covering the Redskins, Tariq Al-Bashir on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We appreciate his time. Tariq, just what kind of player are the Packers getting with Preston Smith, the new edge rusher they signed to a four-year deal worth $52 million 2 days ago?
I would say unfulfilled potential. Here's a player who was drafted in the second round by the Redskins in 2015. He had some nice seasons. He's really good against the run. But he was brought in as a pass rusher. And I would say it took him until this past season before he really started to become a top-level player. He was relatively inconsistent through the years. I believe his rookie season was probably his best. He had 8 sacks, 16, he had 4.5 sacks, and he went back to 8 sacks in 17. And then last year, he really kind of fell off a little bit, had 4 sacks, didn't get home a lot, but he did get a lot of quarterback pressures, and they liked that. The Redskins just weren't really enamored with his inconsistency. From week to week, you didn't really know what you were going to get production-wise. And so that's why I say unfulfilled potential. He's got all of the physical tools to become a double-digit sack guy in this league. He just wasn't able to put it all together with the Redskins, and they weren't going to overpay. They were pretty sure that when free agency began, they were going to lose him. So, look, I think the Packers got a good player. They just got to push him really hard and try to get him to that next level.
So, look, do you think we have an ascending player or a descending player?
I would say neutral at the moment, because I would have said ascending 2 years ago, but last year he really did kind of take a step back in terms of getting home and actually getting sacked. And you know,
let me ask you this: Was that coaching last year? Was it scheme? Was anything different in that way?
I wouldn't say it was coaching or scheme. Same defensive coordinator for the second straight year. Now he did have a few different coordinators here in Washington. You know, Ryan Kerrigan, who plays opposite him, went double digits once again. When the Redskins drafted him, they felt like Preston Smith could be that guy on the other side of Kerrigan, racking up 12, 13, 14 sacks a year, and it just didn't happen. Again, I think he's got all the physical tools in the world. He just has to find a way to put it all together, and more importantly, do it every single Sunday.
That sounds like the guy they got from the Ravens. Pretty much the exact same description we got from the guy in Baltimore talking about the other Smith that the Packers got. What about Oluwadadi, though? I mean, he comes over to the Packers as inside linebackers coach.
Yep.
Preston Smith has played outside. He's played some inside. At the end of the day, do you think he's probably going to be more of a fit outside than inside?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Preston Smith is more of a defensive end/outside linebacker. Again, he sets the edge pretty nicely. Decent run stopper, not so great in pass coverage, but he wasn't asked to do a lot of that in Washington. But yeah, certainly on the outside, he's got the physical size to even be a D-end, depending on, you know, if they want to use him in 3-4 or 4-3. You know, I know teams like to throw different looks out there, depending on the opponent, but I mean, 6'5", 265. He's not going to make plays inside. He's an outside backer, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you would think that one of the questions was, you know, did these guys get overpaid? I say all free agencies get overpaid the first few days. I'm okay with that. But my thing is the versatility. And you look at that, he didn't play on a great defense, but that defense was aggressive enough to play in the same system that Pettit brings. And I think you'll get a chance to see his talent in this kind of defense when they're going to be going after the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you were to put Preston Smith in a defense where he doesn't have a whole lot of responsibility in terms of covering, in terms of covering the flat, he can just pin his ears back and get after the quarterback. He's got an array of pass rushing moves. He's got strong hands. Like I said, man, there are afternoons the past 4 years when you watch Preston Smith and he's got a sack and he's got a couple of tackles for loss and maybe a forced fumble. You know, last year he recovered a fumble in the end zone for a big touchdown. He can make plays. The key for him is just figuring out how to do it week to week. I don't know really if it was taking care of his body or just getting up for every game. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but I know that was a source of frustration for the Redskins coaches. And they liked him. I mean, there were some conversations early on to try to keep him. But once they realized that a 26-year-old pass rusher who is considered to have some more upside, they saw the writing on the wall, what he was going to get offered for by other teams.
Mm-hmm.
They already feel like, this is the Redskins I'm talking about, they feel like they have a replacement in-house in Ryan Anderson, second-year outside linebacker out of Alabama. They were willing to let Preston go. And, you know, they wish him good luck, and I think he's going to be a serviceable, very good player. The key is, can the Packers coaching staff draw out of him all that potential that he has?
Yeah, and I want to squeeze in one about Clinton Dix. I know he played nine games, and now he's in Chicago, one-year deal. When you bring in Landon Collins, I knew they weren't going to bring him back. What was the thinking getting – Clinton Dix from Green Bay in a trade? I mean, did they thought they were getting a veteran communicator? And I was wondering why they couldn't sign him back to a one-year deal after Landon Collins.
Yeah, I know there were some discussions early on a couple of days ago because, you know, there is that Alabama connection with the Redskins defense.
Right.
They got six starters from Alabama. They wanted to keep Clinton Dix at a certain price. And once he exceeded that price and once he went on that visit with the Bears, I think they kind of resigned themselves to the fact that he was going to move on. You know, last year, the Redskins defense started to nosedive a little bit after week four, and they realized they needed a little bit more help on the back end, a little bit more experience. So they gave up that fourth-round draft pick to get Clinton Dix. They thought bringing in another Alabama guy, he was going to come in, you know, ready to go. Unfortunately, he didn't pan out. He was relatively disappointing. I mean, the Redskins did not feel like they got out of him what they were hoping to get. That said, they were willing to give him a second look. They were really willing to give him another year. But, you know, the way the Redskins operate is the way a lot of teams operate in free agency. You set a price range on a player going into free agency, and once it gets exceeded by another team, you bow out. That's what good teams do. Mm-hmm. The Redskins haven't always done that, but that's something that they're trying to do more of now. And they simply weren't able to meet Ha-Ha's asking price, and so he's moving on.
So, Tariq, do you feel a difference in the ownership now? Like you said, they haven't always been in that way. They've always been a little bit trigger-happy in free agency. Do you feel like the organization is changing in that realm?
They're working really hard towards getting there. I can tell you, you look at the last few years, you know, they made a big splash last year by acquiring Alex Smith in a trade. Landon Collins was their big one this year. I mean, the joke here in D.C. for years was, on the opening day of free agency, hey, they're going to gas up Dan Snyder's private jet. Let's track it all over the country. They're going to try and get the biggest names all over free agency. Well, they just don't do that anymore. They don't do that.
Yeah, those Haynesworth deals don't last anymore.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. There are some people in D.C., even though it never worked, there's some people in D.C. that kind of wish for the good old days when they would go out and get Deion Sanders and Albert Haynesworth, whoever else, the biggest name on the market. They don't do that anymore because they realize it simply wasn't sustainable. You couldn't go out and buy everyone else's 31-year-old free agent to try to build a fantasy football team. It didn't work. So they backed off the last few years. They tried to be relatively financially prudent.
And I got to ask this. I won't even sleep tonight. Were they really honestly thinking about signing Kaepernick, because they were going to get these JV quarterbacks from these local high schools to fill in? it was embarrassing. Don't get it. I mean, how do you spin that? Oh, we thought about it. We did. I mean, were they in serious consideration?
The way it was explained to me was they had a quick conversation. When they lost Alex Smith and then lost Colt McCoy, they lost their starter and their backup to broken legs in the span of a couple of weeks. I mean, that's almost unheard of. At that point, and they didn't have a developmental guy on the practice squad, they were signing dudes off the street. They got Mark Sanchez.
Ooh.
Came in and was a complete disaster. Then they got Josh Johnson. Yes, they absolutely did have a quick conversation about Colin Kaepernick. And the way it was explained to me was they talked about it. They didn't get to the point where they reached out to his representative, but they felt like internally he just wouldn't have been a good fit for the type of offense they were trying to run last year, and so they didn't go get him. They got Mark Sanchez because he had experience in the system. He had worked with some of the coaches on offense. it was an unmitigated disaster. And then once you're down to your fourth quarterback, man, you're just trying not to get embarrassed at that point. And you know,
and they didn't do a great job of it.
All over.
Yeah. It was just a headache. Because at that time, they were still in the running with Dallas. So at some point, you was hoping all they needed was a quarterback. Yep. But they brought back Adrian Peterson. And I think maybe they'd bring him in, but oh well.
Yeah.
Realistically,
and they do. They bring back.
Go ahead.
I would say realistically, guys, after Alex Smith broke his leg, the Redskins didn't realize it at the time, but that was the end of their season. They simply could not win without him. Alex Smith did so much, but you know he's not putting up great numbers, but he put together 12 and 13 and 14 yard drives, which kept the defense fresh. Once he went out, and it was now three and outs all over the place with Colt McCoy, and you know the Redskins D just got bowed. I mean, it was over. It was over, and you could tell a week or two without Alex Smith, this team was not making the playoffs.
Tariq Al-Basir joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Man, we really, really appreciate the time, and we'll talk soon as well as we get ready for the 2019 season. Appreciate the time.
Sounds good. Anytime, guys.
That's Tariq Al-Basir joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from The Athletic.
Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.